high, dude. I just lit some sage. I have a little pouch in, a little nicotine. Oh my God. This is great. So yeah, man, I'm sitting on my couch because I moved recently and my living room doesn't have like any space. It actually has plenty of space, but compared to my last place, it doesn't have near as much, which I was disappointed at first, but then I realized like, oh, this is an opportunity to completely recreate the studio, the podcast studio. Like before I was sitting at my desk, I would sit across from my guest at my desk and it was great. That's fine. It worked great. But now I have it set up to where both mics are on both sides of the couch. And I think I have it organized pretty great. And I'm like really happy with this. I'm spitting. It's dip. All right. Don't judge me, bro. Okay. So I'm just thinking. I was just thinking. I want to make a solo episode. And honestly, I haven't been consistent at all with my podcast. And I think that's just really silly. And part of me is like, well, you know, I don't have enough, like, not having enough guests on. I'm not making enough. I don't feel the desire to go out and ask people to be on my podcast. And that's totally not true. Like there's a lot of people, like I'll say one person, I'll just say it. There's a guy named Bob Peck, who wrote a book called Original Sin is a Lie. And it's about, Christianity and the actual teachings of Jesus Christ compared to the which he argues that a lot of Christians today misinterpret the Bible. So the book is pretty much his studies and whatever. We don't have to get into that. But I'm reading his book right now. I find it fascinating and I want to have him on eventually. So there's people like that that I've been hesitant to ask on the podcast, right? To come on. And for good reason. I want to read his book first. But even if I'd gotten all the way through his book, there I would still be really hesitant to ask him just out of fear. So I think I've been sort of making excuses for why I can't just pump out a solo episode like this. So that's what I'm going to do. And whether or not people want to listen to something like this or not, I mean, it's whatever. I'm just going to try to talk about some of the things I'm going through right now in my life, the things that are heaviest on my mind. So the most close to home thing right now is I'm noticing, and I've noticed this a lot, but I'm noticing that I don't allow myself to sit in discomfort enough. And this is really, really apparent to me when I'm around other people. You know, I mean, it comes up when I'm at my apartment. I'm like right now or tonight, you know. I rarely just sit in my apartment, you know. And I mean, for good reasons. I could watch a TV show. I could cook. I could eat food. I could read a book. Why the hell would I sit in silence? You know, I mean, so yeah, I get it. Maybe I don't need to be doing that. I'm not a yogi, or I don't need to push myself to the extreme of like, I need to be in complete silence, you know, for a certain portion of the day. But it bothers me that I feel like I'm unable to do that. Like if I were to have no distractions, I feel like that's really difficult for me to just sit and sit with my feelings. Yeah, I feel like I'm really, really bad at just being with myself, really at any time. And it shows up more so when I'm around other people. For example, at Sunday service, which I think I've mentioned that event a couple times, but it's held at VUCA here in Austin. You can find it on Eventbrite. I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes of this episode. But Sunday service is a community event where people come together. They do yoga, breath work, and there's usually community discussions based around certain topics. And those topics are usually pretty close to home, pretty like personal. And yeah, that's besides the point though. The point is, when I go to these events, I'm surrounded by beautiful people, really wonderful people, really wonderful people. My God. And I just notice at times that when I'm sitting with certain people and being in their presence, like I don't know how to act. Right. And I think that's the problem, is that I feel like I need to act some sort of way. I feel like if I don't have the right questions to ask or the right answers, that I'm doing something wrong. That's the whole thing. That's the whole point, I think, that I'm trying to get at, is that I always feel like I have to be something. And man, that's not life. You know, the point of life is just to be, you know, and I'm always trying to be this or that, whatever it is. And I mean, that depends on the situation, right? If it's a beautiful girl, I'm trying to be an attractive, intelligent man. You know, if it's a man that I respect, I'm trying to be interesting. I want this guy to feel like I'm a valuable guy that he wants to be around, you know, but I want to practice just being more. Yeah. Yeah. It especially comes up when I'm around like beautiful women. Yeah. Just not being able to relax into my attraction towards them. Like not knowing what to do with it. Not allowing it to be there. Like I have to just get out of that situation. Or I guess make it known, right? And like state it and put a label on it, instead of just letting it exist and like noticing it, letting it be there. I'm trying to think of other times this really comes up for me. I think maybe if I'm just around friends, and there's nothing to say, and just allowing that to be. So yeah, I feel like this might be really brief. I don't know if I have much else to talk about. That's just one of the things that's really weighing on me lately, is not weighing on me, but it's just something I've taken notice of. And I want to be more conscious of it. And when I'm with people and I don't know what to say, or I don't know how to act, or if I feel uncomfortable and part of me wants to just leave, I want to really practice exploring that discomfort that I feel, and just letting it sit and letting it stir and just feeling it and trying to understand it, you know. Just noticing it, letting it be there instead of acting on it so much. Because it always looks like if I'm standing next to somebody and there's like nothing really to say, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to walk away. This is awkward. No, it's just like, I'm going to let it sit and let it be there and like explore it. Like, what's there? Why am I feeling uncomfortable? This kind of ties into, David Auclair. He is a friend of mine. We did breath work about a week ago together. And we did this thing. What's it called? It's called like eye gazing. I've done this a couple times. I remember when the idea was like first, when I first heard of it, it sounded really strange and awkward. And it is both of those things. But I've done it a couple times now, and it's really powerful. I won't always say that it feels great. It doesn't. It feels really awkward. But I think it is powerful. And this really ties into me not being able to sit with those uncomfortable feelings. Because when there's been times when I will, when I've done this practice, I'd call it a practice. You literally just sit and you stare into somebody else's eyes. And I'll notice the way that I behave. Can't speak for anybody else, but I'll notice that I'll look in someone's eyes and I start off by smiling and, you know, oh my gosh, you know, hiding all the negative parts of myself that may judge them or that may feel sad, because, you know, God knows I can't let anybody know that I'm sad, right? The judgments though, right? Because we all judge people. I think that's the truth. And heaven forbid anyone ever finds out that I judge them. You know, I'm staring into this person's eyes, and at first it's all smiles and it's this fake facade of like happiness and joy and I love you. And I do want to love everyone, right? But I don't always feel that way. And, you know, it starts off, I'm looking into their eyes, I'm smiling. And then as I sit there and I stare, it's like, if I'm being honest with myself, yeah, this is, I don't want to smile anymore. And it's a lot of the times it gets painful. It feels a little painful to really stare into another human's eyes. Because I think one thing I've heard is that when you're with people, it's a reflection of you. Like when you communicate with somebody, when you're really close and being intimate with somebody, and you're like, you look into their eyes, they'll start reflecting what they see. So I think if you spend long enough, I've noticed that it starts to become sadness. And it starts to become I just notice that I feel exhausted. Like, wow. Like I'm carrying around this load of kind of trying to constantly be something for somebody. Be this, be that. So it's not that I have things against people. It's not that I don't love people. It's just that, yeah, I think I don't love myself enough. I don't genuinely communicate how I'm feeling to people around me. I always want to have the right answer. I always want to be the positive side of what it is to be human, which is being on time, knowing what to say, when to say it, say the right thing. But most of the time, that's not who I am. It doesn't even matter if most of the time, whatever. That's not who I am. I'm not that. I am a very complex human that gets sad, angry, spends the majority of his life confused, confused, emphasis on that word. And I do not let people see that enough. And I do not sit in that enough. And I spend 90% of my life running around putting out fucking fires. So my goal is to try and be in touch with how I'm actually feeling when I walk around in the world and try and communicate that to people more. And I think there's obviously a balance here. I shouldn't constantly walk around just being like negative if I'm feeling negative. You know, I should try and be positive, sure. And I shouldn't. I think there's a balance to be had. especially depending on who you're around. But what I'm saying is, I do way too much faking and acting and not enough being what I am right now, especially around people. And I say around people, but I think it's also around myself too, when I'm alone. Constantly covering up how I feel, whether it's watching TV or, like I was saying, cooking or eating and things like that, which don't sound bad. It's not like negative things. Those are normal things that people do. But I'm always doing those things. And I'm never allowing myself to just feel and be. So what I want to try to do more lately, or from now on, is just feel how I'm feeling. And express how I'm feeling. And be. And I think that will allow me to be there for others as well. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I think, though. And that's where I'm at. So, yeah.